Hi, this is Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 22nd, reviewing The Big Bang. If you're in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and otherwise don't have access to broadband, then please wait until you've seen this episode before listening to the podcast. And this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, and with me is the very funny, the very certifiable Doctor Who fan himself, Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf's Toby Haydock. Toby, thanks for joining me.
Hello, my mother called me certifiable once, but I think she meant it in a different way.
Now, at the time that we're recording this, the episode it's 30 minutes since the episode has aired. I'm here in America. I have not seen this. Toby is getting ready to go to a gig, so we're going to do this quick and dirty. What I'm going to do is... there's so many places I could go with that, Toby, and I just can't go there. So I am going to set down my headset because I haven't seen the episode yet, and Toby is about to deliver his review of The Big Bang, and then when I notice that the monitors aren't moving anymore, I'll pick back up and we'll talk a little bit about some other stuff going on in Toby Haydock's Doctor Who and non-Doctor Who life. Toby, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going into my isolation booth now.
Oh, well, this is exciting. I've got to be quick and dirty. This could all be one massive double entendre, so I'll try not to give you one. It's Nicholas Briggs' wedding today, and he will be pleased to know that he is credited on this episode. He wasn't credited on last week's episode. Last week looked like it was going to be a big kitchen sink kind of huge finale that we are used to, and typically Mr. Moffat has pulled the rug from under us and given us something very different. Not a direct follow-on, really, in terms of, you know, continuation of characters and monsters of last week. That was done. That was the climax last week of the Pandoric opening, and the Big Bang was all about tying up the, excuse the phrase, timey-wimey loose ends. And I picked up on the tweed jacket in the scene with the angels. I picked it up because somebody had mentioned it on the internet, and then I said to my wife, do you know a thing I've noticed? It's a complete lie. And various other things. So it all turned out very clever, especially something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. What a punch in the air. My God, isn't that clever. Matt Smith, bulletproof. He's incredible. Oh, it was heartbreaking as his sort of power was slowly ebbing away, and it looked like his face was almost turning to stone and he was cracking, and as he was getting more tired. Nothing's tied up yet. I thought we were then going to go on to, because time passes at different speeds during Stephen Moffat episodes of Doctor Who. You sort of go, well, I don't know if I've watched 15 minutes or 50, because they packed so much in, but there's still so much more to fit in. And so at the end, I wasn't sure if we were going to then find out why that everything had centered on Amy's wedding day. Who with the silence will fall voice was and all that sort of thing. And I thought for one awful moment River Song was going to kill the Doctor. Obviously, that's for next year or Christmas. But really enthused by this series. Really love the feel of it. Really love the vibe of it. I think Matt Smith is something to behold. And a word for Arthur Darvill as well, as Rory, who... I think pitches the humour and the drama absolutely bang on. I think he's a joy to have on board. I'm glad his death was temporary and his indeed autonomy was temporary as well. I think he's a real find. So all in all, very good, but as excited as I am, I know there's no due Doctor Who till Christmas and it's June. Hooray. So good. I hope you all like it as well. And now I'm going to pretend to Chip that it had the Bandrel ambassador in it or something. So I'm going to type done, send him a thingy doodah, because I'm in a different country, you see. Hopefully he will know there that I am done and I've come to the end of my personality.
Toby, I have no idea what you just said, but it was brilliant.
You don't know what I've just said yet, but you will know what I've said, and then when you go back and listen to it, it will all make sense. And that, indeed, what I've just said now will all make sense once you've listened to what I've just said after seeing the episode. So there we go. Make of that what you will.
My brain hurts already.
It'll be It will be soothed out by the Big Bang.
While I've got you on the Skype phone, as it were, what are you getting ready to do? Where are you getting ready to go?
Right now, I'm just about to go up to a comedy club in Crouch End called the King's Head to compare a comedy night and road test some material for my new Edinburgh show. And, just being a jobbing comic tonight.
Let me follow up on that about your new Edinburgh show. Now I know my BBC is what you're working on, and it's sort of you're continuing with a theme, but you're sort of expanding beyond the Doctor Who theme of your last show, right?
Yeah, I think it's, I'm not sure what it is yet, because you don't know until you start, you know, doing it in the big hour-long chunks. You road test a few jokes here and there, and then you try and tell a story as well. It's not, you know, it's not just an extended stand-up set, a one-man show. It's a, well, when I do them, it's a story, and I wasn't sure what story I was trying to tell and what battle I was trying to fight. But I think the BBC, as well as having all that nostalgia of all the stuff that I watched as a kid, is also emblematic of something. Public service broadcasting is something that is rightly the envy of the world, and I think we undermine it at our peril. And all the climate in this country, and with Mr. Rupert Murdoch getting his talons into the very core of our culture and news media, I think the BBC is our last best hope to not have a rather cruel and unfair and bullying culture of entertainment and of news reporting.
Wow.
So I think that's what I'm talking about, I think, with some jokes about A for Andromeda and the Singing Detective thrown in for good measure.
Oh, that sounds great. Comedy with a message. And you know, Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf had a message, too. It wasn't just about Doctor Who. It was about fatherhood and all that other good stuff. So I can't wait for this.
Yeah, there's going to be sort of family and identity stuff in there as well. That stuff's all worked kind of well. I did a really good preview a while ago that had all that stuff in, but didn't have any jokes about the BBC in. So I had to then go back to the drawing board and stick some of those in. But I think I've got an even match now, but I just have to hone it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And also on a practical level, remember it.
You have been working on something new with Rob Shearman, something that was announced on the Doctor Who podcast a few weeks ago. What in the world have you and Rob been up to?
Well, it was his idea. He must take any credit for any of the good idea behind this. We started meeting after he saw Moths once. Well, Rob is a very good friend of mine now. And in 2008, he said he'd come up with this idea. And he said, why don't we do a book where we watch every episode of Doctor Who in order, two episodes a day. But instead of it being just another in a long line of reviews, we're in the gap year, if you like, when there wasn't much Doctor Who to look forward to, sending each other sort of essays on each different episode. So he'd watch an episode and send me his thoughts, and I'd send my thoughts back, but always accentuating the positive. So no matter where we were, so as well as that, it's also a quest, because we all have, you know, we go on holiday, and although there are references in Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf, and they're not a lie to Mrs. Toby, the only lies we were, I've never been actually married. That was a gag, and also to protect anonymity, because you don't bring the names of your those involved with you into the spotlight without them necessarily wanting it. So there was a Mrs. Toby, but she wasn't actually married to me. And last year I got married and had to watch two episodes of Doctor Who on the morning of my wedding day. So, you know, there was that as well. There was that fine, you know, having to fit it in amongst our daily lives. Now, not too much that we don't do big diaries on where we are all the time, but there are occasionally references to, you know, I'm in a plane on the way to New Zealand and I'm watching Spearhead from Space. They've just said the autopilot's on. Whoa. And so it's quite fun, and it's occasionally we argue. And it was interesting. I'd never done it before, where I'd watched every episode in order and seen certain things in context. So we discovered a few things as well. And you know what Rob's like? He's very good at taking one little thing and getting all whimsical and clever about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I do gags. So it's quite a nice mix, I think. I think it reads. I think it's quite fun.
Three volumes, and you're taking the 60s on in the upcoming volume. And
yeah, it wasn't supposed to be three volumes. It was supposed to be a book. And then we sent the first month to the publisher, and they went, we might have to edit this a bit. And then they went, oh, well, actually, we don't want to edit any of it. Oh, and then it became three.
How did you handle the missing episodes?
We did recons pretty much exclusively. There was, I think, the odd episode that, due to technology or wherever one was, I think I had an episode or two of The Crusade. I think I might have had telesnaps and an audio recording. But it was mostly recons.
Wow, that takes some dedication. But it's Doctor Who, so it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Toby, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for reviewing The Big Bang. Over here on my side of the pond, you're going to be back here in November for Chicago TARDIS, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Thanksgiving in America, which is not something I've experienced before. And Chicago, which I've not experienced before. So I'm looking forward to that.
So one of those increasingly rare opportunities to see Moths Ate My Doctor Who scarf here in Chicago.
Increasingly rare, yes, because if all goes well, I'll be touring the new show by then, so moths will be very much dwindling.
Mothballed, as it were?
Mothballed, indeed.
Toby, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with tonight's gig, and I'm assuming that you enjoyed the show, and it's a really full day for you.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoy it when the Bandrel Ambassador turns up. Oops! I spoiled it for you.
Damn it! Toby Hadoke is, well, you can find him at tobyhadoke.com, and we've just talked about everything that he does, but if you haven't picked up the BBC audio of Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf, you owe yourself the opportunity to do so. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast can be found at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And, of course, you can subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. That's the podcast. That's the season. And we are out of here.